As part of GM's bankruptcy, the company is idling three plants. One of the plants in Spring Hill, Tennessee, is the original home of the Saturn brand. Spring Hill is a symbol of GM's struggle to compete with Japanese automakers. Saturn was developed there in the mid-1980s to compete with fuel-efficient imports. Now union leaders hope to use Saturn's success to score a new assignment. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
GM chose the rural farm town of Spring Hill to build a, quote, different kind of car, the Saturn. Michelle Burley still drives one of the plastic-paneled vehicles.
Yep, it's all plastic.
Burley's Saturn was one of the last assembled in Spring Hill before production shipped south to Mexico in 2007. She's a third-generation GM employee who moved to Tennessee for the Saturn launch. Like that point in GM's history, Burley says the automaker needs to reinvent itself again.
I am just not going to give up. I'm an optimist. This company is going to survive. It has to. It's got a lot of history in this country. And I won't let it die. I just won't.
Hopefully practice makes perfect.
Mike Herron is chairman of the United Auto Workers, Local 1853. Spring Hill has faced obsolescence before, when GM officials decided to redistribute the Saturn brand. Herron negotiated a $1 billion commitment from GM to retool the plant and a new assignment to build the Chevy Traverse. Production of the crossover SUV heads to Michigan in November, leaving Spring Hill to vie for GM's new subcompact.
If that were to be an option here, and we would end up making a small car again, that would be outstanding. And it would come full circle, and it would be rather ironic because we were created to be the small car company in the first place.
Herron says GM has too much invested in Spring Hill now to shut it down, but he recognizes the need for consolidation. Local officials are planning for the worst. If Spring Hill ends up being too far out of GM's historical footprint in Michigan to remain part of the leaner company. Tennessee State Representative Ty Cobb wants to build a training center at the plant to help workers in this weak job market. He says Murray County already has high job loss.
The unemployment rate could go from 15.6 to 30% unemployment rate. Nobody really knows for sure.
2,600 GM employees will be laid off indefinitely. Thousands more supply jobs linked to the Traverse are expected to move out with production. Charlie McMahon says he's updating his resume and thinking about his children. His daughter graduated from high school over the weekend. His son isn't far behind.
I always told my kids, you know, I'm not going to be able to leave you a lot of money. I don't make a lot of money, but I will get you as good an education as I can, and that's something no one can take away from you. Now I don't know that I can do that.
McMahon hopes that Spring Hill is called on to build GM's new compact car. The plant proved with Saturn drivers would buy small cars made in America. That's the resume union leaders will take with them to Detroit to save their jobs. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.